Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Good evening and welcome aboard to a Football Friday into a Saturday here on Sports Overnight America. Great to be on as we roll in towards a great sports weekend here live in New York along with Bailey Peck. Brock Hines will join us for a couple of segments. Look forward to that as we will get Gary Myers next week, hopefully, and away we go. All right, we'll start with, you know, listen, NFL on foreign soil, San Paulo, Brazil tonight, the Chargers, Chiefs. We'll have Brock weigh in on that. And, of course, Dallas and Philly on Thursday night kind of lifted the lid on the 2025-2026 NFL season. We'll look back at that. I mean, Jalen Carter at the start of that game, I mean, it's just the stupidity. You know, you're spitting on the opposing team's quarterback. Give me a break. So he's got more punishment coming down the pike other than getting ejected from the game. But Carlos Alcaraz here in New York, 6-4, 7-6, 6-2. Over Novak Djokovic, and it really is probably setting up a rematch of the 2025 Wimbledon men's final at the All English Club on the lawn in suburban London as Yannick Sinner will take on Felix Alassime tonight from Canada, Auger Alassime. They will take center court tonight here in New York. Sinner rightfully heavily favored in that matchup, so away we go. He is the world's number one male player, but I'll tell you what, Alcaraz is on a roll right now, and look, that's a rematch of the final, and Sinner beat him, you know, and Sinner, of course, had the, you know, suspension, the steroid talk, and all the other stuff, so there's a subplot in the women's final on Saturday. Aryna Sabalenka, defending champion here at the U.S. Open in New York, taking on a local gal, Amanda Anisimova, who is from New Jersey, who is, you want to talk about a big-time role. She is playing at a high, high level. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see, if we don't see Amanda win this thing. This would be a huge upset. Yes, Sabalenka is dominant. We could see a Sabalenka Sinner repeat here in New York by the time the curtain falls Sunday afternoon with the men's finals. So, that's where we get started today. Bailey Peck along the way as well as we cruise along here live in New York. It is sports weekend here, a Friday into a Saturday and Sunday here. I'm Marty Terrell on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America, presented by Herb Chambers, Honda of New England. We're coming right back.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Talking the world of sports live in New York. We got a New England feel to it, too, with Brock Hines, who is an outstanding contributor to not only this program, but the network on a whole with Sports in 60 Times 2, plus his football prognostications and picks are always fun. And away we go. Let's get him on here. Hinesy from the foothills of the Berkshires. Hello there, Mr. Hines. How are you today?
Great to talk with you, Marty, and a beautiful day here. Fall in New England is upon us, and it's just beautiful. It smells like football, and it is. And like you were just mentioning before you went to break, too, U.S. Open tennis, this is a great time of year.
Oh, I love it, Brock. I really do. And there's just so much to talk about. And so let's just dive into it. Where do you want to go with, as you called it, the lid lifter last night? First of all, Jalen Carter, give your head a shake, but the former Georgia defender, outstanding player, impact player, you know, just a stupid move. But, you know, hey, listen, Philly and Dallas got a huge rivalry. What did we learn last night? What did you learn last night watching Cowboys-Eagles before we jump into tonight and then the Sunday, and then we got a lot of baseball and some other stuff to talk about. So give me a quick hit. What did you learn last night?
I thought, Marty, that, and it's not because of the final score, but I don't think Dallas is going to be as probably even as, if I can use the word, putrid as I thought they would be. I think right. I think they'll be a tease. I think they'll be competitive. I'd like to talk more about in a week two sense, just like we are with college football. And I mentioned in the latest Sports in 60, the one thing you don't want to do is overreact, and that's a knee jerk reaction for all of us sports fans. Is we see one thing and we think the next thing is going to happen just like it. And it doesn't work that way. So what I saw was the Eagles team that's the defending Super Bowl champs came out and they did what they had to do to win. But if it's an NFC East battle, nobody's going to lay over for anybody. And the Cowboys, because the Cowboys, Marty, admit it, were one of the biggest targets in the offseason. No question about it. So they had no chance of winning last night. And, you know, they had the general public right where they wanted them. And it's a game that I don't think they could have won. I don't care how close the score was. But like you said, some curious moves made that game a lot closer than it should have been.
No question. Brock Hines joining us. You know, Brock, let's just jump around here a little bit. I want to go to, you know, paint with a wider swath. It's not that I don't care about Kansas City, 9 straight years winning the AFC West, 3 Super Bowls, or they were going for a three-peat and got picked off. They have won 3. blown out 40-22 last year. But here's where I want to go with you. These games in Mexico City, now we got Sao Paulo, Brazil. We know what they're doing. They want to, you know, globalize the National Football League. We'll probably get a team in London before long. Munich, Germany, you know, on and on we drone on. I'm not into it, Brock, and I sound like the ugly American here. I'm not into it. I'm just not. Now, I probably won't even do much more than take a glimpse at that game tonight. There's Toronto and the Yankees. There's some really good baseball. And that's where my head is at right now. So where are you? What's going to come first? Let me ask you, let me put it in this context. What's going to happen first? Are we going to see a team in Europe? Or let's just start there. Do you think we'll see a team go there? Jacksonville is the team that's always mentioned. And then give me a thought and a statement and an opinion on the overall, you know, playing these games on foreign soil. Go ahead.
I don't think you'll see a team in Europe anytime soon. You can qualify that anywhere else outside of the U.S. or perhaps Canada. Okay, remember, the NFL was toying with the idea of Toronto, and that, you know, Buffalo complained more than the CFL did, really, about that. They will stay in the lower 48 states. I'm not sure where they would expand next. But that's the whole thing. Where else? I mean, anybody would take the NFL in the United States, but where could they actually go? What market is really starved for them right now? Let me rephrase that statement. What market really should have an NFL franchise that doesn't have one? I would argue San Diego doesn't deserve one per se. Whereas right. If you have the NHL, they need Houston, for instance. Just like that. The NFL is well served. To answer the other part of your question, I get an appetite for a game that's played in an NFL stadium with an NFL crowd, with the regular broadcasters. Tonight, with the streaming broadcasters, the YouTube history and all, it's great for the foreign fan. But I'll tell you two factions, Marty, that don't care for this. One is the American fans have really no interest like you. Yeah, you'll see the YouTube numbers up there. But the other people that have a big say in this that don't like this, Marty, are the players. They hate these games. A lot of them won't go on record and say it, but I will tell you right now, they absolutely hate these games. The travel's an inconvenience, and the coaches are right on their tails, and they do this because they do as they're told.
I couldn't agree with you more, Brock. I could not agree with you more. You know deep down inside they hate it, and that's the bottom line. I still think I don't see any – you made a good point. I don't see any expansion opportunity in the United States. They're going north. They're either going into Canada, and I don't think so. I think they're going to Europe. I really do. They're going to get a team in London, and I think it's going to be an ugly duckling. It's going to be the redheaded stepchild. It'll be a bad franchise like Jacksonville where they don't draw, stadium's old, con the owner, loves money. You wait and see. What's going to happen first then? Let me ask you a quick question. An 18-game schedule, which Goodell is already flirting with already, or a team overseas? Let me ask you that real quick. That was the context I was looking for.
Yeah, the 18-game schedule would happen before the team outside of the United States. I just don't see that. Maybe Goodell wants to do this first before the EPL puts a franchise in New York City. I don't know, but they are begging for that 18th week and 18th games or 18 weeks, 17 games, whatever. They want that to add on, Marty. Man, we as a society, we just don't know when to stop eating. You give us a bunch of popcorn, we put it in front of us, we continue to eat. You put more food in front of us, we continue to eat. We don't know when we're too fat. And I don't mean that literally, but as a society, the greed. And they are going to kill the golden goose. Marty, the body can't handle it. You know this. I know this. I'm not breaking any news to any of our listeners, whether they're stateside here or servicemen and women serving overseas. They know the answer to that.
Yep.
But the NFL continues to sit at the table and overeat. And
they're
going to ruin a good thing, Marty.
This...
It's just like NCAA basketball. You know, when they expand that to 90-something teams or 128, they're just going to ruin what we've known. And it's not because we're 64 and 65 years old. It's nothing to do with that. It's a great thing now. I don't see how it gets better by expanding, whether it's basketball, football, whatever it is.
100% correct. 100% correct, because the fact of the matter is the NCAA, before you know it, they're not going to stay at 12 teams. They're going to go to 16, or they'll jump up to 24 before you know it, and colleges will be playing 15 or 16 games. You wait and see. You're right. I mean, too much dessert before dinner is not mm-hmm. good for you, and we are hell-bent on eating dessert, and then we'll eat the main course if we feel like it. That's the bottom line. All right, Brock, you stay right there because we've got a lot going on. And the thing I want to talk about is streaming, because right now, if you want to watch the NFL tonight, it's YouTube, and then there's Hulu, and then there's Amazon Prime, this, that, and the other thing. And then you got Peacock with NFL and NBC and all this other stuff. So you might as well get a bundle of all these streaming services if you want to follow sports, football in particular. We'll get into that. And then the Pirates got eliminated, literally. Wait till you hear this story about pirating of NFL and sports programming, not only here, but around the globe. So we'll do that here on Sports Byline Broadcast at Sports Weekend. I'm Artie Terrell. We are presented by Herb Chambers Honda Seekonk, Westboro, Burlington, and Boston. September sales days going on at those four dealerships. Herb Chambers Honda of New England. I'm Artie Terrell. Brock Hines along the way. We're coming right back.
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane. And you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak. And there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time.
800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
All right, talking the world of sports here on the weekend edition presented by Herb Chambers and Honda, New England Seekonk. and Westboro, Burlington, and Boston. September sale day is going on right now as we head towards the weekend. All right, Brock, we're going to get into sports streaming. We'll start with the NFL. I mean, if you want to watch NFL football to stream, I mean, how many different subscriptions do you need, really? We got a scorecard here.
By the time you buy all of them, Marty, you might as well just buy cable and have easier access and go back to the old way.
Did
you know last night, as much as this is part of my occupation, is knowing this, and you rely on me, that I actually had to stop and pause, and it wasn't because I was old. I had to stop and think where last night's game was for a second, that it was actually on NBC, because I'm thinking, wait a minute, the old days, Thursday was NFL Network. Oh, wait a minute, no, Peacock, no. I actually had to stop and think, Marty. It gets really confusing, and I'm supposed to be an expert at this.
Yeah, and listen, I'm convinced the NFL is going to monetize the Travis Kelce Taylor Swift wedding in Watchill, Rhode Island this coming summer. I guarantee you they're going to televise the damn thing, and they won't put it on the NFL Network, even though the NFL now has sold it to ESPN. But I think it'll end up on Hallmark or Lifetime. I'm serious.
Marty, I mean, we've talked about this, and frankly, sometimes this is where, because we want to serve the public, you and I have talked about this off the air, about serving the public of what they want and about bringing, and rightfully so, we bring more pop culture to this show, and you do to your show here. And the NFL wants to get into that business with you, and they are going to bring weddings and all, and they're seeing what you see, but I'm just not sure that I want to see that pop culture from the NFL. If ESPN or one of the major sports networks wants to have a special pop culture segment, go for it, because that's what the younger people in the 21st century want to see. But I don't want to see it forced on me by the NFL or ESPN. I don't know if that makes sense, but I don't want that to be my source for it.
I guarantee that wedding is going to look. They're not going to have cameras when they exchange vows, but all the sideshow, the helicopters overhead. Listen, you say what you, and this idea that she's going to do the halftime show at the Super Bowl in Santa Clara, that's a lock. The NFL's not stupid. Just follow the money trail. All right, let's get into this other, basically a scandal. You've got to set the table on this, because I read up on it today, and I'm just astonished, because they have shut down a pirate streaming company, but they haven't done anything because it popped up elsewhere. It's like a game of streaming whack-a-mole. So go ahead, you tell me.
Well, Stream East this past week was shut down, Marty. They are the largest illegal streamer, according to an article that appeared in The Athletic, and I used mm-hmm. them and also another good source is if you look at an front office sports article. But what they remind us is when you knock out one bad guy, there are plenty of room for other bad guys. So, Marty, while Stream East, which had over a billion hits in one day, while that gets shut down, meanwhile, there's somebody in Monterey, Mexico, Lubbock, Texas, in Winnipeg, Manitoba, and places all around the world, in India and every other country, that is having mirror sites set up of Stream East, or they're creating one of their own. Marty, people don't realize this, because this is not stuff that you discuss at a cocktail party, because you'll be looked upon as a thief, and that is... and that's why this story hasn't got much traction in the main media, because so many people do it, even people that are listening to this show, people who are guests on this show, they do it as well, Marty. People sometimes think it's a cocktail crime where everybody does it, but it's amazing. And sports loses billions, and so do the providers, too. You know, the networks who pay a bundle for these rights, they're losing oodles of money, Marty. I can't even put a number on oodles.
Yeah.
But that's what they're leaving on the table. So this big one was, this is the biggest one that was going, was Stream East, and it was shut down. But what's interesting, Marty, the big headline of this whole story then is the timing of it, right at the beginning of the NFL season. So you're going to see a lot of people scrambling to say, oh, maybe I've got to go get, because they don't know enough to go look, and there's plenty of information out there. Who are they going to get for an alternative? And maybe YouTube's the biggest winner in all this, because maybe people subscribe to YouTube TV and get the NFL Sunday ticket.
Brock, LeBron James was at a game and he was screaming something else. While he was at a basketball game that he was not involved in, he was streaming on Stream East. Fact. It's in that article in The Athletic, which is basically now the New York Times. Is that not true?
It's all in the article, Marty. And what is so amazing to me is a lot of these illegal sites are not using codes or, like, wink, wink, URL sites to get to them. They're just coming right out in public. Just like if I came right on the air right now with you here on Sports Overnight America and said, by the way, Marty, I'm going to stream illegally tonight. I've decided I'm going to watch the Canadian Football League game on an illegal stream because CBS Sports Network's not carrying it. They come right out and say it like that. Just like, you know, what are you doing tonight? Let's go out and grab dinner tonight. They're acting like it's normal. That's the normalcy of it. That's what it's become. It's like everybody does it, so it's okay. And it's
so
not.
Let me ask you a question, okay? Mm-hmm. So tonight's L.A. Chargers-Kansas City Chiefs game is on YouTube. But you're telling me and telling this vast audience globally that there is a way to watch that game, albeit illegally. You're not committing a crime. They're not after the people consuming. They're after the people who have set up these sites. Would that not be fair?
Part of that's fair, Marty. You're correct. They're not after the people who are the consumers mostly. It's like sports gambling. If you've seen offshore sites, they pinch the people who are providing the service. They do not usually pinch the people stateside here in states where sports betting is illegal. It's the same with the streaming as well. One thing I want to correct, though, with YouTube tonight is everybody has access to that. So maybe you're using an example, like let's say tonight's game was on Peacock, and people don't want to shell out $8 a head for just watching tonight's game if it were on Peacock.
I gotcha.
Then they go to Stream East, and they would be watching if Stream East were still around and watch it. Tonight's game is on YouTube. That's why the NFL is salivating, because you're going to get some major numbers from this, because anybody who gets access to YouTube, whether they're sitting here or they're over in Bangkok or wherever, where they can get access to it, they can watch it.
They got the game. And it's not YouTube TV. It's the regular YouTube portal. Is that correct?
That is correct. This is YouTube, one of the most popular websites in the world. You can just sign right on the YouTube, and you're off and running.
All right, real quick, has Fox got it right setting up College Game Day or whatever you call their pregame show? Have they got it right being in Ames, Iowa before the Cy-Hawk battle between Iowa and Iowa State? I mean, you got Michigan, Oklahoma, you got all these other games, and they picked that one. Yeah, and I don't want to diminish. That's home for me, Iowa, so I want to be careful. But that just struck me a little bit odd. How about you?
Well, it's the noontime game. And so that's their big game. So that's where they're going to camp out. So, yeah, it makes sense. And, you know, Kirk Ferentz has been around there. You know this better than I do. This is your stomping ground since the late 90s. So this is, I believe, season 27 for him. And if he were to win, which I'm predicting, by the way, if you listen to Sports in 60, if he were to win tomorrow, it would be win number 206 for him, which, if you can believe it, moves him ahead of Woody Hayes, Alonzo Stagg, if you want to go way back, and 11 ahead of Bo Schembechler. I mean, if you want to go further, he's ahead of Joe Paterno. Marty, the only thing he doesn't have on his resume is making not only the national championship, but just making the playoffs with the expanded format.
Yep.
He might have his opportunity, and I think that would rest easy with him if he can get the Hawkeyes to the playoffs.
He's a good guy, man. I'm a big Ferentz guy. He's a good guy. Hey, has he done things? Yes. Have they? Rhabdomyolysis. You had Chris Doyle, the Boston guy, with the stuff. And then you had his son Brian as a coach and failed. And then Brian, when he played for Dad, he took Section 8 housing. Come on, your dad's making millions and you're taking Section 8 housing. Come on. So he's had his foibles. He's had his mistakes. Hey, real quick, Toronto Yankees, what a weekend, huh? What a weekend.
The biggest shame, Marty, for that series is that Sunday's game is at 1:30, and there won't be a soul watching. That's
buried.
The shame.
They'll be buried.
The Yankees
yep.
could be theoretically going for a sweep and trying to close in on first place. Not a soul will be watching. That's my only comment. Everything else is out there. We know what it's at stake. The Yankees and the Red Sox are hot on the Blue Jays trail. That's the storyline. The question is Sunday, who will be watching? It's a shame.
What, With Roman Anthony on the shelf for the balance of the season, are the Red Sox toast? Is he that important a cog? Where do you go with the Red Sox?
They've overcome different obstacles, including addition by subtraction, with obviously the big exodus earlier this season in the trade. So, I mean, with an injury like that, I don't think they're toast. I think they can hang in there. It's too late in the season just to quit. But I think their ability to maybe get to the ALCS has probably been greatly diminished, because I thought they had a chance to go to the ALCS. This probably kills it.
30 seconds. Patriots in or out of the playoffs this year? A lot of people thinking they're getting in. I don't know.
Out. Win total for them. If they finish above 500, I would consider, New England fans out there listening, consider it a major victory. I'm not sure that they can do that. I think 7 or 8 is a much more realistic win total for them, which is just about sub 500. They're really good. Yeah. They're improved, but they're not that good.
All right, real quick, 10 seconds. Who was responsible more for the Patriots dynasty, Brady or Belichick? Real quick.
Oh, it's not even close. It's Brady. It's not because of this past Thursday night. We can talk about it on another show, Marty, but it Brady
we'll do
was.
It.
It's not even close.
You're the best. Thank you, Heinze. I love you, man.
Thank you. Thanks,
buddy. Right, there you go. Brock Hines, he's the best. From the foothills of the Berkshires to Midtown Manhattan, and away we go. All right, Bailey Peck, cue it up. We'll get to a spot break. We'll come back, give you some commentary. We'll give you a whole lot more here on Sports Overnight America. It's a weekend edition here live in New York. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming right back here on Sports Byline USA and Sports Overnight America.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Every champion has a team behind them, and for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
All right, we're live in New York and getting ready for the women's final on Saturday. I think it's going to be a lot better than people think. You know, we're going to get, I really think Sinner's going to roll tonight. And that's what I wanted to say to Brock. And I could talk to Brock forever. I mean, I've known him for basically my whole adult life, or even as a teenager. Just a great guy and a great broadcaster. You should hear him on hockey. I mean, he had 32 years, I think it was, UMass Hockey Sports Network. He's done New England Sports Network, NESN. What else has Heinze done? I don't know. He's worked with Dodger broadcaster Tim Neverett. Did I see Pierre Maguire was... I saw this just in passing, that Pierre Maguire was part of the UMass broadcast crew. And, I mean, you see him on... You know, back in the day with Doc Emmerich and company, you saw Pierre Maguire on NBC, major talent. So, yeah, so I could talk to Heinze forever. But Sinner tonight will roll over a really nice Canadian player. Felix Auger Alassime is really, really talented. 27th in the world right now in the ATP rankings. That would be a major upset. So we really could be on a collision course with one versus two, Sinner and Alcaraz on Sunday, 2 East. And then Saturday, we got Sabalenka and Anisimova. And she is going to bring the New York, you know, metropolitan tri-state area of New York, New Jersey. She's a New Jersey gal, and Connecticut. And it's just going to be awesome. I think the women's final is going to be very, very good. And I'm almost tempted to say it could be more contentious than the men's final if we, in fact, get one versus two, which I think we're going to, Sinner against Alcaraz. That is not a bad matchup, don't get me wrong. But Liz, you got a one and a two on the men's side. And I don't remember. I think Anisimova was like a 7 or 8 seed. I'll look it up hopefully before we go off in that final 2 minutes. But, yeah, so I think the tennis will be good. Let me just backtrack on Friday. Listen, Alcaraz, he cruised. I mean, this was – I'll tell you who won, and that was Father Time. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from Alcaraz, but Father Time claimed Novak Djokovic. I mean, he claimed him. He was a step slower. He just, you know, look, you get to, what's he, 37, 38 years old. I mean, you know, tennis players, look, they've been playing since they're 4 and 5 years old. You know, you play 3 decades plus, but then, you know, you go through the juniors. And I don't know so much about, you know, what Djokovic did in Serbia other than play tennis, probably at a very high level. Alcaraz is a Spaniard. You had Sergio Garcia there today. It was a great scene. But the first set was just dominant, 6-4, and it wasn't even that close. But where Djokovic had to come through was in that second set, and he lost in a tiebreaker. And he had him down 3-1. He broke him, and then he had him at 3-1, and then I believe it was 4-2, 4-3, 4-4, 5-4, 5-5, 6-5, Alcaraz, and then he forced the tiebreaker. I hope I have that right. And then, you know, you could just tell when Djokovic lost the second set in that tiebreaker, and then the third set was just a rout, 6-2. I mean, he was never in it. Now, I'm going to say one thing here, not to be controversial, but why is it, and I love Djokovic. I mean, I'm total awe. He's a great talent. But I don't get why you have to, between the 7-6 tiebreaker loss to getting your hat handed to you, your head handed to you in that third set, he's on the sideline. And he takes off his shirt. The trainer comes over and massages him and works on the shoulder and the neck. In other words, so what? The graphics and the optics are that you're hurt and that's why you're going to lose in straight sets. It just struck me as not even odd, but you know, you get beat, you get beat. And I'm not saying he was faking or feinting injury, but boy, it did cross my mind. I'm like, okay, here we go. You're getting the massage, you're getting the rub down, you're getting your neck tweaked and your shoulders, and it just struck me as a little bit disingenuous. But hey, who knows? Because then after the match, I see him carry. He took his big bag of rackets and his attire and made his way gracefully exiting. He spurned the autograph seekers, which some guys do, some guys and some gals do. Win or lose, they'll greet the kids and sign tennis balls and hats and jerseys. And Djokovic wanted no part of it. But you know what? He looked fine to me. So I just, you know, you gotta call it the way you see it, and that's what I saw. So to take nothing away from Djokovic, he's had an unbelievable career. And you knew right after, I knew this was coming, and Chris McKendry on ESPN and company all started to weigh in. And what do you think they did? Have we seen the last of Novak Djokovic? The retirement talk was certainly there. Have we seen him in the U.S. Open for the last time? Are we going to see him again? If I had to guess, I don't think he's going to step away. I don't. I think he's still got plenty left. But I'll tell you right now, for him to win a major or even a tournament of repute, it's going to have to be where there's upsets on the other side of the draw. He'll still be a top 4 or 5 seed, 6, 7, 8 seed for the foreseeable year or two, maybe. But for him to win now, he has to hope the young crop gets picked off. You know, Alcaraz is dominant. Sinner is very dominant. And that's where we are right now. That's where we are. So we shall see. Draper, the great Brit, he's outstanding. He had a good run last year here in New York. So that's where we are right now. But I'm going to go on record right now. Yes, Sinner, Alcaraz on Sunday will be absolutely must watch. But Sabalenka, Anisimova is going to be a rollicking affair over in Flushing Meadows. So there you go. All right, let's get to the college football. You know, I understand why Fox is doing their pregame show from Ames, Iowa State and Iowa. I get it. You know, it's a game that they're carrying, like Brock said, 12 noon East, 11 Central. I'm not saying it's not going to be a banged out place because it is. It's huge. When I left Iowa this morning, a lot of the alums were coming through the airport, coming back for the game. It's in Ames, so I get that. But listen, and you know, Fox isn't going to set up for a 7:30 Eastern ABC primetime Michigan-Oklahoma. Is that going to be the best game of the weekend? It could be. I mean, I still think Ole Miss at Kentucky, but that's another ABC game. You know, you could make a case. You really can't. I was going to say South Florida, Florida, but, you know, that's not going to, you know. So they got the right game. Fox has got the right game, so I'm not going to get too cuckoo about that. What I will say is the NFL Sunday, I mean, you got Detroit, Green Bay. I mean, you've got the Micah Parsons and a lot. I mean, they're killing trees right now with all the newspaper copy. And obviously, you'll get your neck creaked if you're sitting there reading about it on the internet, which I did. Micah Parsons going to now put Green Bay in a odds on for the Super Bowl. I mean, the Super Bowl talk this time of year drives me cuckoo. I mean, it just does. I mean, it's so far off. You're talking February 8th. We're in September. You got October, November, December, January. You got 5 months. You got playoffs. You got, you know, who's going to get hurt? It's a grind. You know, I was reading Jason Gay, who writes a nice sports writer for the Wall Street Journal. You know, he's predicting that I-95 Super Bowl, which we easily could have seen a year ago, Baltimore and Philly. I'd sign up for that right now, an I-95. I mean, you'd have the teams wouldn't even have to fly. Well, they would to San Francisco, but, I mean, in terms of the fans engaging each other, and they have played, I think, last year during the regular season, I mean, they're a stone's throw from each other. Super Bowl at Levi Stadium in Santa Clara. You're going to get Taylor Swift at halftime, I'll tell you that right now. So as much as I think the Super Bowl talk is crazy, look where I've gone with it. I'm yakking it up. But this NFL week one, there's some, and it's the NFL. I mean, it started last night on Thursday with Dallas and Philly. You got the Chiefs Chargers on Friday night. I'm going to opt for the tennis. But you've got Ravens Bills on Sunday Night Football, NBC. They've got the right game there. I think the Vikings and the Bears on Monday night. Obviously, you still count Monday as a weekend once NFL football rolls around. And there's some sneaky good games. I mean, there really is. Titans Broncos. I mean, that's a late game on Fox Sunday 4:05 East in Denver. A lot of people think that Denver's the team that could unseat Kansas City. I think that might be a stretch. We are going to learn something about Kansas City, but it is only week one. They've won that division 9 straight years. Steelers, Jets, I mean, Aaron Rodgers going against his former team. And just like Brett Favre, Rodgers' sojourn through New York with the Jets was abysmal. Now, you had the Achilles injury, but you just had a situation which was, it just lacked anything. And how little right now is Aaron Rodgers in terms of his profile in the NFL? That changes. If he comes out on Sunday, 1 o'clock East on CBS, at the Jets, I mean, they're going to have a little fun with that on the pregame show on CBS. You know that's coming with Cowher and that crew, no question about it. They're going to be talking Rodgers on Sunday, but he's got to prove it on the field. And then I'll tell you right now, Giants Commanders on Fox. I mean, Jaden Daniels coming off a great year. McLaurin got the contract worked out. That is going to be a very interesting team. They're going to get their new stadium, whether it's in Virginia or in the, you know, the D.C. Beltway area. We'll see. The new stadium's coming. And I'm convinced we're going to get it when the Commanders get a new stadium. You know what comes with that, and that's the Super Bowl. And we've seen it before. We've had one at MetLife. We've had them in Detroit. Have we had another East Coast Super Bowl? No. Let me see. I'm probably been now. New York is New York. If we want to stay East Coast, obviously Florida, warm weather. New Orleans has had, you know, 8 to 10 of them. Of course, you get California. Texas has had them back in the day. Detroit had one. They had one in Pontiac, Michigan, which is still Detroit. Minnesota. What am I missing? You know, Chicago. I mean, Soldier Field is going to stay forever. There was talk that they would get a new stadium in the old Arlington Park racetrack in suburban Chicago. But, you know, that's where we'll go right now, saying, you know, Washington is probably going to get a Super Bowl. Not even probably. They get a new stadium, they're getting a Super Bowl. Raiders, Patriots. You got a little bit of Brady ownership with the Raiders. The Patriots are getting a little bit of a bump in terms of the national, even the regional media, that they could be a playoff team. They do have the right coach in Vrabel. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about that. They do have the right coach there. So I will say, like Brock and I both did, yes, vast improvement, probably an 8-9 type of year. I don't think they get in, but that's a long way off. Battle of Ohio, Bengals and Browns. You know, that's a game in the Rust Belt where, you know, the Bengals going into Cleveland with Flacco at quarterback, a brutal first 4 games of the season. And the Browns and Stefanski, the head coach, probably odds on to be the first coach who is going to get on it. Not only is on a hot seat now, but it's going to get really, really warm or hot. Niners Seahawks, that's going to be a game on Fox, 4:05 East. Brock Purdy's got the money. What happens to quarterbacks when they get the big money? We'll see. He's going up against the Seahawks and Darnold, who has just done a phenomenal job, if you think about it, resurrecting a career that never really got on track, did not play up to his draft position, but he has really turned it around. So you got to give him some credit there. But like I said, it all comes to a culmination, I really believe, on Sunday night with Ravens Bills, because Lamar Jackson is a previous MVP, Baltimore, extremely well coached, a lot of talent, and the Bills, a lot of people think maybe there'll be some regression there. I'm not so sure about that. McDermott's got to win. He's got to win big. You got a very, you know, impatient owner up there, like they all are. You know, they want to be in the big game. They want to be playing football in January and February in particular, because there's only one date. and that is the Super Bowl. All right, we'll come back with some closing thoughts. We'll wrap up the weekend edition here on Sports Overnight America. Bailey Peck, outstanding work. We'll come back. We'll put a wrap on it live in New York here on Sports Overnight America.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
All right, talking the world of sports and a whole lot more. You know, people think I'm kidding that the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift wedding from Watch Hill, Rhode Island will be televised. That's my prediction. You can go to the bank with that one. Pam Oliver live here in Watch Hill, Rhode Island as the limousines have pulled up. Oh, there's Travis Kelce, his brother Jason. There's Mr. and Mrs. Kelce. And Mr. and Mrs. Swift. Oh, look at all the Swifties gathered Hill. Gathered here in Watch Hill. Can you imagine the hotels, the Airbnbs? And I almost am tempted tonight to watch the Chiefs and the Chargers for no other reason than to count the number of times they show Taylor Swift tonight and mention the impending nuptials. And I'm not saying that sarcastically. I think she's absolutely a talent, an entertainer, and Kelce's a good guy. You know, there's people out there saying he was not very nice to his previous girlfriend, blah, blah, blah. There's always people out there digging dirt. Anyways, enjoy the tennis this weekend. Enjoy the baseball. Enjoy us right here on Sports Overnight America. Check out our site, sportsovernightamerica.com. Check me out on Twitter or X at Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. For the whole crew and Brock Hines and Bailey Peck, I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy your sports weekend right here on Sports Byline.